All right, so let's talk a little bit about how to respond to inquiries and close the deal. So first, let's talk a little bit about event planners. So event planners are the ones whom you're going to be interacting with to get speaking deals. Their main concern is that they don't want to be embarrassed by you, right? So they want to look great for choosing you. Their reputation is on the line a little bit. So here's kind of a few things that event planners are looking for. They're looking at your website. They're looking at your sizzle reel. They're looking at your social media presence. They're looking at your book, right? If you have one, optional, but it could be a really huge advantage for you. So they're looking for your reputation. That's what they want to look at. So what to do after you get approached? First, respond to the inquiry. Then you're going to negotiate price. You give a little bit more info about yourself, you close the deal, and then you sign the agreement. These are kind of the steps. And now what I want to do is walk through each of those steps with you so that you understand. So first, responding to inquiries. When an event planner contacts you, email or call them to schedule a time to have a talk. If you can't get back to them right away, immediately, let them know when you're going to reach out. Communication is key. So even if you get a message back from them and they aren't really able to set something up immediately, or if you're busy, you're in the middle of something and you have a hectic 3 days, just respond and say, "Hi, thanks for reaching out. I have a hectic few days here, but I plan to get back to you as soon as humanly possible." Something like that. So during the call with event planners, from the moment you start speaking, you're being evaluated. So the best way to start is by setting certain expectations. Assure them that they will look good for choosing you. So here's a good example script. "Hey Martha, listen, I'm so glad that you called and I'm really looking forward to working with you. I do this for a living and I know my job is really simple. I just want to make you look great and I want to deliver a really great presentation to really help your audience. So let's talk about how we can do that together and move forward on a deal." So the next step is to ask for the date of the event. And your goal here is to offer them a change to lock in your spot for that day. If you're available on that date, you just say something like, "Martha, we're off to a great start. That date is available. I do have some other folks that are looking at that date right now, but at this moment it's open, and I'm assuming that if we get together, we can lock down that date so that we can move forward." If you're not available on that date, you say something like, "Okay, right now I'm speaking in Colorado on April 12th, and you guys are in Idaho. So here's a question for you. Where does your event go? Does it go from April 12th, 13th, 14th? Does it go early? Because I may be able to carve out a slot and work for you the one day before or the day after. I just can't do it on that particular day." Remember, events are normally not one day. They're usually 3 days or something like that. Sometimes event planners want to give a talk for just one of those days, so coordinate with them and offer to lock in your spot for that day. Ultimately, what you're trying to do is your goal is keeping your calendar full, and their goal is offering as much value to their people as humanly possible. So do whatever you can to negotiate a day between the two of you that would work. So the next part is negotiating your fees. And this is a huge, huge piece, but once the dates get sorted out, the next question will be inevitably, how much do you charge? This is a tricky phase where you need to use careful phrasing and the proper series of questions to begin to coax out of them how much they'll pay you. You can't automatically blurt out your answer when you ask about your fees. You have to kind of gently move in and gently massage your way in. So you can say something like, "Well, you know what? My fee is typically based on the kind of event you're having. Maybe just tell me a bit about your event. What's your budget?" Around 50% of them will answer this question the moment you ask. So scenario one, let's say they come in at $10,000 and your fee is $7,500. What are you going to do? You can say, "Okay, you know what? From what I'm looking at right now, that'll work." Scenario two, let's say they come in at $1,500 and your fee is $7,500. What are you going to do? You need to decide if you want to go for this deal, considering there is such a wide disparity, right? It's not even close. You're not even playing in the same field. If it's a local event which requires you just to drive, you can use that as an excuse for taking this deal and nudge them to increase their budget a little bit. So for example, "Look, Martha, here's my deal. My fee range is $7,500 to $10,000, so we're really far off. Having said that, it's a drive for me and not a flight. So the normal keynotes that I give, I have to get on an airplane to Chicago. I spend a day there and I fly back. It's a day and a half of my time. Here in San Diego, it's probably just a few hours. I'll come down, spend some time with you, give the talk, spend some time with your attendees, and head out of here. So I'm willing to work with you on the budget. Do you think it would be able to get up to about $2,500? Similarly, if they quote their budget as $3,500, try to get it to $5,000. So notice as I read that, the tone of voice that I was using. So tone of voice is a big player in all of this as well. So just keep that in mind. There will be instances where event planners may not immediately answer your budget question the first time around. Sometimes they may not even know the budget themselves. They might just be working on behalf of a group and they don't even really know what the budget is. If that happens, don't think they're trying to stall. They're just trying to talk to you to get a feel of what your fees are. So you can ask, that's fine, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me a range of maybe what you've paid speakers in the past so at least we can start there. By doing so, you're encouraging them to give a ballpark figure to work with, and that lies in your power. They may answer, in the past, we've paid $5,500 all the way up to $10,000 for keynote speakers in that slot. Now you can reveal your fees and ask them to check up with the concerned people. If they come back with a lesser figure than what you quoted, apply the same negotiation process as discussed before and try to get the figure as close as you possibly can to your original fees. That's the goal. So getting an easy raise. Here's the quick tip to getting an easy raise in your fees. If an event planner says the past speakers have been paid $10,000 on the higher end, you can say, $10,000, all right, we're getting close. Hey, listen, Martha, let me ask you, do you think the board would approve $11,000 for this talk? There's a chance they might actually go for that $1,000 extra, and if they do, you got yourself a raise. If not, there's no harm done. You just never know until you ask. So giving more info about you. So during your call, the event planner might ask you to tell a little bit more about what you teach. So remember, this question is poised because they don't want to be embarrassed by you. They are asking for more details to feel confident about their decision. You can start by saying, you know, it's a great question, Martha. And notice how we always preface everything with, well, that's a great question. Good question. Listen, I teach people how to get more done in less time with less waste, and the reason why so many people end up thanking me and thanking you at the end of my talk is because it's real-world stuff that can help them get results and change their lives. Did you notice what you just did? You embedded the outcome where the event planner gets thanked in your response. After you say that, focusing on a short, specific, and clear description of your presentation. Doing all of this will impress and assure your event planner into signing the deal with you. So closing the deal. By now you've talked about the event, the date, the fees, and everything in between. Now you just have to close the sale, and that can be as simple as asking, so are you ready to book the event? They're either going to say yes or they'll tell you they will get back to you if it's a no. If it's a yes, you say, great, I'll lock it on my calendar and I'm going to send you an agreement this afternoon. So speed to contact. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to send you the agreement this afternoon. Let's get it signed. Let's get it done. If it's not a yes, you can ask, is there anything I can do to help you close this deal? Let them talk. Let them express what it is that you may be of help to them. You can then take it on from there, address their doubts, and close the sale. So the agreement. Make sure your agreement is clear, simple to understand, and short to read. A single page is fine. 5 paragraphs max. Plain, simplified English. Do not overcomplicate it. And then signing the agreement. So signing the agreement is kind of the last piece. Once the agreement is signed, you are confirmed 100% for the event. No one can take it away from you. So that's critical that you make sure they get the agreement signed to clinch the deal. Sometimes there may be some hesitation or back and forth before the agreement's signed. Here's a conversation sequence to help you clinch the deal if that ever happens. You say, hey Martha, listen, I'll get an agreement together and I'll send it over this afternoon right away. Martha says, well, I need to get back to our board or we need to go and look through everything one more time. We'll let you know. By the way, if you're trying to close sales and someone says, we'll let you know, those are not words that you want to hear. So then you say, great, listen, could you give me a little bit of an idea when it comes to timeline? Like I said, I have other people that may be looking at those dates, so I'd just love to know when you're making a decision on that so I can plan around that. So that's a good way to kind of overcome that. So Martha says, well, actually, we're meeting this Thursday and then we'll know. I'll let you know on Friday. Great. If you wouldn't mind, just let me know either way that happens so that I can update my calendar. As you see, you're gently conveying the point that if they delay signing the agreement, they could lose you altogether as your dates may be booked. Fear of loss used in a healthy way really helps getting things done.